Welcome to the Spiritual Rebel Podcast, your unapologetic guide to breaking free from societal and religious programming and stepping boldly into your next level of brilliance. Hosted by Mahima, an international best-selling author and transformational leader who blends profound spiritual wisdom and grounded self-mastery. For over three decades, Mahima has guided thousands to create massive success while reconnecting with their divine selves and manifesting lives filled with joy, love, and purpose. She shared the stage with icons like Sir Richard Branson, Les Brown, and Lisa Nichols. Get ready to embrace insights that inspire, challenge, and empower. Here's today's transformative episode.
This is why I'll never go back to being miserable every single day of my life, because I gave birth to a new Mahima. I reinvented myself and I changed my mindset. I changed my heart set. I changed my face to the point where even my own mother did not recognize me after I spent 18 months in India. Welcome to another episode of the Spiritual Rebel Podcast. And I'm excited to share my story to help inspire anybody who is looking at the world going, what the fuck is going on here? Okay. Spirituality is a very important part of my life, but I didn't start with spirituality. I was born into a religious family and I didn't know how much that was messing with my mind and my emotions and also my culture. Being born in Zimbabwe, having some traditions, African traditions that were also messing with my mind and my confidence. And I had no idea about any of this until years later when I found myself by what seemed like a freak of luck in an Indian ashram where I had life-changing experiences. But this podcast is really about diving into three points that are going to help you to rebuild a new version of yourself. Now, you might say, I love myself, Mahima. I don't need a new version of me. And trust me, I understand that it's important to love yourself and have a certain level of confidence. But even till this day, after 30 years of living in this body, knowing a lot of wisdom that I learned over these 30 years about personal growth, I'm still excited about getting rid of negative beliefs, ideas that don't serve me. And these negative beliefs are still coming up from my childhood, because from 0 to 7, you form your ideas about the world. And then literally, as you run around thinking you're doing original you, you're literally a walking, talking, trained monkey. Yes, I said monkey. Okay. Conditioned by the society, conditioned by your parents, conditioned by religion, depending on which religion you were brought up into, on how you should think, how you should act, how you should feel. And of course, this is normal. You might be thinking, but Mahima, this is normal. Yes, it is normal. But what's not normal is the level of suffering and pain and frustration and anger that we see in the world today that has been going on for generation after generation after generation. I think there's very few people living on planet Earth that can say, I was handed over knowledge that has made me into a happy, centered, grounded, powerful version of myself that I truly respect, and I can live each day feeling really good about who I am and how to operate in the world with a high level of accountability, respect for yourself and others, and literally just have fun and make the most of your time here on planet Earth. So from looking around your life, yes, and who surrounds you, the people that you're surrounded with, the ideas from your culture, the ideas from, even if you're not religious, you have been affected. Yes, because I hear people saying, Mahima, you talk a lot about societal and religious brainwashing, right? And how that is negatively affecting society. But I don't come from a religious, I'm not religious, right? And so for me, it's not about not being religious. It's about understanding who you are spiritually, right? And so you don't need to be religious to have a spiritual orientation to self, because at the end of the day, we're not just talking heads. We're not just the information that's in our mind. We're not just the labels of mother, daughter, friend, teacher, coach, doctor, or whatever, right? We are the soul, the spirit that lives in this body. So it's extremely important to understand who you are and how you're showing up. And if you're listening to this thinking, I love myself, I don't need to change, I don't need to do anything differently, I honor that. However, I can tell you that there's a lot of unconscious things about yourself that you might not be aware of. So that brings me to my first step in reinventing yourself. Like, I literally went through a process that allowed me to choose who I wanted to be in the world. Yes, because I was taught that misery, pain, and suffering was the default setting of humanity, of men and of women, and that life is hard, really hard, and very difficult and very painful, and you're going to struggle. And so I needed to remove these mindsets in order to start thinking differently, in order to start creating a life that was more joyful, more playful, more abundant, right? I needed to understand the belief systems that were blocking me from being able to create the life that I truly deserved and wanted to live. So step one is becoming aware of your thoughts. Yes, becoming aware of your feelings, becoming aware of your societal and any influences that have made you who you are today. The first step of reinventing yourself is to become aware of who you are right now, right? And I can tell you that even though I really want to transform and change and continue to grow who I am, I also love who I am right now. Yes, I love everything that has made me who I am. Yes, and I have child abuse. I have like being beaten as a child quite a lot. Yes, I have verbal abuse as a child, being told nasty things, that I'm stupid, I'll amount to nothing, I'm an idiot, because of religion, some of that type of abusive talks from family members, right? You are a sinner, you are the devil is in you, and the devil has got hold of you, and that's why you behave like this, and pretty dark things have been said to me. And I also have the situation that I had some sexual abuse from my mom's boyfriend, so my stepfather, right? So from 10 years old, we went to stay with my mom, and my stepfather was an older gentleman, and he started touching me inappropriately. And that also formed my ideas about life. And I had nobody to talk about, to tell about this, because I wasn't encouraged to have a voice as a child. I always felt bad about who I was. And so, and sexuality was a no-go topic in my family. Again, because of the religious and the societal brainwashing, it wasn't a topic that was put on the table in any kind of loving or respectful way. So I definitely developed some negative block, my voice. That's a whole discussion for another video about how that limited me. Sexually limited my level of belief in my intelligence and what I was capable of achieving in my life. So we first need to become aware of our thoughts, aware of our emotions, aware of who we are. Now, a lot of us have the good girl complex. So we love to put as a mask, I'm the good girl. Yes, I'm kind. I'm generous. I'm so loving. I am a good listener. I care a lot about other people. I'm so wonderful. Like, so a lot of us have that desire to be seen in that light. And so we build that image of ourselves, even if the voice in our head is cruel and unkind and vicious, right? Constantly criticizing us, constantly telling us we're not good enough, constantly telling us we are imposter syndrome, or all kinds of horrific things. Because quite frankly and honestly, until I became aware of what I was truly thinking and feeling, I was not aware, which meant that I didn't even know how abusive I was towards myself, right? So the first step to rebuilding a new, powerful, awesome version of yourself is to become aware of yourself, to become aware of your story, to have the courage to look back into the past and really understand your journey and what makes you you, and to have the courage to face how that has affected who you are right now and your responses to the world. You're seeing the world based on what has been put in front of you as what is correct and what isn't correct as a child. You're not seeing the world through your own creative lens of viewing the world, right? So if you've been told that the world is a scary place and you shouldn't trust anyone, that is how you view the world. If you've been told that the world is a wonderful place for opportunities, for great experiences, for creating abundance, for having a joyful life, then that's going to be your perspective, right? So first step is to become aware of yourself. Yes. The second step to transforming yourself is to question everything. I mean, everything that you have been taught about intelligence, about religion, about sex, about money, about how humans should interact with each other, about simple things like creativity or food, what you put into your body, what is considered the right thing to do for sports. Or you need to start questioning what you think you know about XYZ. Now, it seems so basic. Some of you might be like, this is so basic. I question myself every single day. I'm still peeling away the levels. And I just turned 54 this year, and I've been doing this for 30 years, right? But every day I see how I'm still affected by the societal and religious brainwashing that I received in my childhood. And it continues to be a perspective in the world, because if you look in the world, it's still there. It hasn't gone anywhere. We haven't evolved to the point where you can say, well, there's no religion, so, you know, there's no problem. There's no societal brainwashing. Everybody has a similar perspective or view of what it means to be human and how we should be interacting with each other spiritually and so forth. So we are living still very much under the influence of what our parents taught us, what they learned from their parents, what they learned from their parents, and what they learned from their parents. My husband's mom, she was a kid when things were going badly in Germany, right? My husband's German. Her family was experiencing the nightmare of wars. Even while that was still going on, we still had people going, praying, you know, worshiping, doing all kinds of things. And we know that that's been going on for generations, that these ideas, these ideologies, these ways of thinking have been, you know, still being fed to people, even if we see that if we look back in the past, they didn't serve us. But we're still teaching like, no, you still need to do this. We're still taking these archaic ideas and teaching them to the new freaking generation. It's literally insane. Have we not learned from anything in the past? But what you'll hear people say is, oh, no, it's not these scriptures, it's not these teachings, it is the human's interpretation of these teachings. I'm here to call BS, okay? Because as I said, I have been brought up with those teachings, and I know that in the core, and I am happy to go into details of what I think are some of the more corrosive ideas that were planted in my head, you know, caused me to limit myself, my voice, my sexuality, my relationship with the divine, my relationship with life and money and joy and happiness and all of the things that, quite frankly, had I, you know, had a different education in Zimbabwe, I should have had a different type of life, right? I could move to a more empowered life. But if I'm sitting here And I know that there are people in Zimbabwe today from a further generation stuck in poverty, horrible circumstances. Yes, where the mind is still being corroded by societal and religious ideas that are not moving them forward. Right? And so the level of pain, the level of suffering, the level of things that are going on that shouldn't be going on. And again, you can say, well, that's just humans. No, I think humans are smart. I think we're super smart. Because look at everything else on every other level, how we are managing to, you know, to be smart. Okay. So I believe that if we would put some attention on our spiritual and personal growth, we would actually be able to start taking quantum leaps into a new and powerful future, which would look like, would have a different look in terms of how humans interact with each other, the level of sharing that goes on. Like the poverty levels wouldn't be where they are because there's enough resources. But unfortunately, because of the human, you know, corrosion of the human mind in terms of how we treat each other, the rich are getting richer and the poorer are staying where they are or even getting more poorer. Who knows, right? Yes, there are more people becoming wealthy in the world, but there's also still a level of poverty that literally wouldn't exist if our spirituality would evolve at the speed of which everything else is evolving. And I believe this with every core of my being. There is a huge ability in humans to love, to hold space for beauty and for sharing and for truly helping, but we would need to make some changes in order to become those humans. Yes. The last thing that is important is to stay, the third step to create a new version of yourself is to stay in the transformation, okay? To stay around ideas that serve you, to stay around teachers, people that help you to be the human being that you want to be. So if you want to be happy, you need to stay around happy people. If you want to be financially successful, you need to have some financially successful people around you. If you want to have beautiful relationships, you need to be surrounded by people with beautiful relationships. So, you know, to rebuild yourself, the first step is to become aware. Yes, to become aware of what are the limiting beliefs, what are the stories you're telling yourself. Become aware of where you come from and the influence of where you come from of about that creates who you are right now, right? So if you come from, in my case, apartheid, right, which is segregation. People live in segregation. Yes, it's a culture of fear. It causes fear in people because, you know, you're not allowed to do this and you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to sit on this park bench. You're not allowed to go to this school. You're not allowed to be with these people and you can only go and to this restaurant. So everyone is on edge and everyone is afraid of the next person because, you know, you might say the wrong thing to the wrong person or do the wrong thing at the wrong. So there's a lot of fear, a lot of tension. So this is being handed over from one generation to the next, to the next, to the next, while at the same time taking those fears of religion, which is also, religion is very much about fear, right? Fear the devil, fear God, fear, 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 right? You're not good enough. So be afraid all the time. So when you start to be aware, you become aware of yourself and you become aware of what is really going on inside you. When people say like, I don't really like meditating or I don't believe in meditation or I don't want to meditate, you're literally saying, I don't want to sit down and listen. I don't want to hear my thoughts. I don't want to feel my feelings. So because that's the only way you're going to get to know yourself. There is no other way that you can become aware of yourself but to stop and listen. So I see myself as the best relationship I'm ever going to have with anyone while I'm in this body. In order for me to get to know Mahima, I'm going to need to learn how to listen to her. I'm going to need to learn how to love her. I'm going to need to learn how to respect her, to honor her, to support her. I'm going to need to learn how to be with her and hold a powerful space for her to grow, for her to achieve her goals, her dreams, her ambitions, and for her to live in the present moment with feeling cared for, feeling seen, feeling appreciated, feeling understood, right? So the first step for a lot of humans on planet Earth is to get to know yourself in depth. Yeah, I call it reinventing, rebuilding, redesigning yourself. You know, you can like who you are and have a certain level of confidence, yes, but that confidence most of the time is based on a shallow level, like because you may be confident because maybe you're having a good moment in life. Things are coming up roses. You worked on a project. Now you have, you know, a voice. Now you can do that. You can be seen and things are working out for you. What happens if all that gets removed? Do you feel like you're devastated? Do you feel like it would be a nightmare? Maybe you're feeling amazing because, you know, you met this beautiful guy and you're in a lovely relationship and it's all going super well and everything's lovely. But what happens if that gets removed? If for whatever reason, because we know that light, everything comes and everything goes. Have you built a rock solid relationship with yourself that is so profound, so deep, so empowering that everything can come and go as it will, because we know that that's life, without you needing to go up and down and up and down and up and down to the bottom pits of hell, you know, taking years of your life to maybe climb back up to the top of the mountain again, if you understand what the spiritual rebel is about. It's about removing those limiting beliefs about what it means to be a spiritual being and helping people to connect to their divine essence in a powerful way without strange ideas that limit and block them, to have direct access to their most powerful self. In conclusion of today's podcast, I want to encourage you to understand that you need to create a beautiful relationship with yourself. You need to become a new version of yourself every day, every day, every day. We need to work on being the most shiny, beautiful, grounded beings that we can be. And it's not about perfection, because I know a lot of you might be thinking that that's where I'm taking this. No, I'm saying life doesn't need to be miserable. You don't need to suffer so much. When I learned this, it changed my life. And that's why I'm so passionate about other people learning this. There is a way to connect with yourself and a divinity within you that will allow you to raise up and experience life in a completely new way. If you work with these three things that I talked about on this podcast today, one, become fully aware of what you're really thinking and what you're really feeling and who you really are operating day by day by day as. And as you become aware, you will be able to start replacing some of the negative beliefs that you have with different beliefs. And as you transform those belief systems, you're able to access another more powerful version of yourself. But you first need to become aware of yourself. The second thing is to really lean into questioning everything, question everything that society has told you about how you should be, how you should walk, how you should talk, how you should do your hair, what do you, and question also whether you're religious or not religious. You need to question every idea that has been put into your mind. Yes, you know, people say, yeah, I choose. It's not just because my parents told me this. That thought is still operating under a brainwashing, believe it or not. Okay? And a lot of us are so terrified to go against anything that we've been taught that's important to our parents, that it's important to our society, that we don't dare question it. That's part of the brainwash. Don't question. Yeah, this is what we do. This is how we do it. This is how our family does it. So, you know, you need to look inside of your heart and see if some of these things that are happening, you want to continue, or are you the person in your family that's going to disrupt and create a new idea, new philosophies, new ways of thinking? Yes, it's scary. I know if you're the first person in your family questioning. For humanity to be better, humans need to evolve, and they will evolve through questioning. And then the last thing is to stay around the transformation, stay around people, that are evolving, that are awake, that have the guts to go against the grain of what the society is telling us. This is how we should operate. Yes. So stay with those people. That was for me the biggest support in me becoming a more powerful version of myself. It was allowing myself to be around teachers, around their communities, around the ideas. Yes. And those ideas, they did help me to build a life, honestly, I can only dream of. I couldn't have even dreamed of it, to be quite honest with you, because I was in such a negative mind space that I couldn't imagine this life. So here I am in this life that I've created because I had the guts to reinvent myself and build a new Mahima, because I had the awareness to notice that this Mahima had a lot of fear, a lot of limiting beliefs, a lot of emotional roller coastering, which I didn't want to be anymore. And then I had the awareness to start questioning, who do I want to be? How do I want to show up? What ideas do I want to keep? What ideas do I want to chuck out? And then I had the courage to stay around people that were living a different reality than the people that I knew. I didn't reject the people that I knew, like my parents or my culture or society. I'm not about rejection. I'm about taking the wisdom, the new wisdom, and then going out and sharing it. Be a light in the world. Yes, it's not about building a secret society of high-level people that are like, we're so smart compared to the rest. No, not at all. It's about honoring the transformation is going to happen one human at a time, right? And that if you can turn yourself away from negativity and pain and suffering and become a light and a leader that can elevate and support others to shine their light, oh my God, it's exciting. So then, yes, do we get together in, you know, in groups to build that power so that we can go out in the world and shine our light? Yes. But the ultimate goal is to help transform the world and others. That's it. I will leave it right there. Please tell me what you think in the comments. I can't wait to read your comments about this series. And I hope that this has been helpful for you. And I can't wait to read your comments and learn more about you and your journey. So much love and have a wonderful time until the next Spiritual Rebel podcast next week.
You've been listening to the Spiritual Rebel podcast, your unapologetic guide to breaking free and stepping boldly into your brilliance. Mahima's mission is to help you reconnect with your divine self, create massive success, and manifest a life filled with joy, love, and purpose. If today's insights inspired you, please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I invite you to join Mahima on YouTube to share your thoughts, ask questions, and be part of the conversation. Until next time.